RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Can the exposure to advertising on your children and adolescents contribute to childhood and adolescent obesity, nutrition, cigarette, and alcohol use? My guest is Dr. Vic Strasburger. He's the Chief of Division of Adolescent Medicine at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine. So, Dr. Strasburger, advertising. Any parent who has sat there and even watched Disney or Nickelodeon with their kids. I want that. Oh, I want that. I want that. I mean, it's crazy how they can get kids to want to buy any and everything.
Sure.
So what are we parents to do against this onslaught of advertising? You know, you have said keep your children away from violent movies and video games. How can we keep them away from advertising? It's on the buses that drive by.
It would be nice if we cleaned up our act. I mean, why does the American society feel that it needs to advertise to young children when the federal government found 30 years ago that it's inherently deceptive and unfair?
Wow.
So that's the first question. Why are we trying to make money from young children who can't even understand the selling intent of advertising? It's almost a kind of electronic child abuse.
Well, in a way it is. And so let's start with something like cigarette use. Does seeing an ad for tobacco, because now we don't have the Marlboro man, he's not so cool on our TVs anymore, does that increase the chance if they see an ad that a young person is going to smoke?
Alcohol, yes. Tobacco ads, they don't see as much, but they see smoking in movies, and that seems
Watching Mad Men is
right.
Going to make anybody want to go have a cigarette and a glass of scotch, even in the middle of the day.
And the latest research seems to indicate that that may be a very powerful influence on whether teenagers begin to smoke, is seeing scenes of cigarette smoking, particularly in movies. There's less on TV, but Mad Men's the best example of smoking on TV.
Okay, so, you know, our kids are seeing this, and really, how much advertising are our children? I mean, they're exposed, obviously, to TV and internet, I mean,
yep.
YouTube, and all of these kinds of things. So what do you really, truly think of media education? What can we provide our children to counteract those messages that they're getting?
I think most Western countries use media education. It seems laughable to me that we don't do a better job, that schools are so worried about math and subjects like that when kids are growing up in a media-saturated world. They have to learn how to decipher and decode all this information that's now available to them. So 100 years ago, to be literate meant you can read and write. To be literate now means you can read, write, tweet, text, download, and we're not teaching kids how to sift through all of this information they're getting on the internet at their fingertips and decide what's important, what's not, what's accurate, what isn't. That's what we need to be teaching kids in addition to reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But if parents themselves don't even know, how can we be teaching them? I mean, let's give us some working examples, Dr. Strasburger. Right now, something a parent can do right now today to say that, you know, like now I've seen ads for some little doll something that's supposed to do something, and I'll look at the kids and say, do you really think that that does what it says it's going to do? And now they kind of know better. But
right.
So speak about what we can do right now.
So first thing is limiting the amount of TV that kids see, because there's an incredible amount of advertising, particularly for junk food and fast food. And if kids are watching less than an hour or two of TV a day, they're not going to see as much advertising as if they're watching 5 hours a day. So that's first and foremost. Then you've got to watch TV with your kids and talk to them about the advertising. Why are there car ads on during football games, or why are there ads for erectile dysfunction drugs during golf tournaments? These are interesting questions you can ask your kids and talk to them about commercials that they're seeing.
Okay, so, I mean, and right there, that's a great suggestion because you can say to them, well, this is supposed to be men in their 50s and 60s that like to watch golf on TV. That's why they're going for this crowd. What does it mean when Nickelodeon and Disney want us to buy, you know, pumpkin doodles for you and something, something else, and you want that right away?
Yeah, and that's part of what media literacy teaches, is that, and there was a brilliant set of videos called Buy Me That, that Consumer Reports and HBO did years ago, that took all these ads for toys and for foods, and it showed kids how the ads were made, and it showed how kids were disappointed by the products that were advertised.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, it's even so pervasive that in the grocery stores, they put all the sugary crap down at the kids' eye level.
Yeah. We spend in this country $200 billion a year on advertising, and then advertisers claim it doesn't really affect kids.
Well, of course it does. Any parent is shaking their head right now saying, are they ridiculous? Because we know. You know, and I know that my kids have realized that some of this, you know, Cece will say to me, oh, well, I know that doesn't really work. Or, look, Mom, this thing puts your hair up this way. You know, I want to do that. I want to put my hair up in a little bumpet or whatever. So limiting their TV use, watching
right.
with them and explaining these ads and why they're trying to target this particular thing, what else can we do? I mean, because the alcohol... And
right.
the skinny girl drinks, and they see these cocktails all over the place. What else about that?
Keep electronic media out, because you have absolutely no control over what your kids are seeing or doing online or watching on TV or movies they're watching. If they can close the door and they have access to all these various media.
Well, now, right there, as a parent, I will not let my kids use a computer, watch YouTube, or do any of that unless it's right there in the front room where everybody can see every minute of anything that they're watching.
Right. And, you know, I guarantee you, if you have a 14-year-old son with a computer in his room, he's looked at pornography. If the computer is in the den or the living room where his 8-year-old sister is walking by all the time, that's not going to happen.
So parents really need to be able to watch whatever it is that their kids are watching. I mean, that's kind of the biggest message here, isn't it?
I think parents often think that their kids are safe if they're in their bedroom watching TV or playing on the computer. And the bottom line is they may not be.
So in the last minute, give us your very best advice for advertising and getting our kids to stop wanting everything they see.
Limit the amount of media to less than an hour or two a day. Watch with your kids so that you can talk about why things are being advertised. And keep electronic media out of your child's bedroom.
Well, that is excellent advice, because that's the reason that some parents... Now, you mentioned a movie, and is there any place, any quick websites you want to give, the movie, where parents can watch and get more information?
Commercial-free childhood, Organization for Commercial Free Childhood is a wonderful online organization. It's based in Boston.
And what was the name of the movie that you said?
It's called Buy Me That. I don't know if it's still available. It needs to be revised and put out there.
Okay, well, parents, be with your kids. Don't let them have computers in their room where they can watch videos and things you don't see what they're watching. Understand and explain to your kids these advertisements and what they mean and who they're trying to go after. Wow, it's so important for us all. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.